Having a baby changes, well, everything for new parents. Gone are the days of just heading out the door to, say, see a movie. But maybe not. WBUR's Aaron Tron reports on baby-friendly matinees around Boston, where parents can escape into R-rated worlds with adult situations and grown-up soundtracks.
Okay, we're going to get you in the car seat, okay?
It's such a hassle to pack up a two-month-old and go anywhere.
We've got the pacifiers, the bottles, the diapers, the wipes.
So why would any parent, myself included, bother to take a baby to the movies? They're unpredictable and often require every drop of your attention. But yet here I am, headed to the Coolidge Corner Theater, baby Zed in tow.
I just had to pull over because I thought he spit up. And he had to get his pacifier replaced. So, took a brief stop and we're back on our way.
I arrive at the theater. Today's title is right up my alley. Faces Places is a documentary set in the French countryside. A far cry from watching another episode of Daniel Tiger's Neighborhood with my three-year-old. I meet the Coolidge's Beth Gilligan, who leads me, with baby Zed in a front pack, into the grand Art Deco main theater. It seats 440 people at a normal screening, which this is decidedly not.
We generally do not get 440 babies. It's a morning screening, so we like to leave a lot of space. We have a stroller parking area in the lobby, and we keep the lights up and the sound a little bit lower than at a normal screening, so we try to make it as baby-friendly as possible.
Gilligan points out that they're already running matinees, so why not open a few per month to a niche audience? The screenings are timed so parents can grab lunch after, which is what Gilligan did with her children when they were infants. The film begins and we settle into our seats. I keep Zed in my front pack, others hold their babies on their laps. One woman gets up and walks her baby up and down the aisle.
There are three people here without kids and three probably moms with kids. Almost all the kids have cried a little.
The chorus of shushes and cries is surprisingly soothing, and I realize this is an utterly unique movie-going experience.
Unfortunately, Maisie threw up halfway through the movie.
Monica McEnroe is here with her 11-week-old.
So we did a costume change in there, and then she fell asleep. So, hey, that's what Box Office Babies is all about.
Box Office Babies, as the Coolidge calls its screenings, is also about bringing the art of cinema to a community that may feel newly isolated from their former lives and the world at large. Another parent, Leah Hampton, brought Will, her 11-week-old. They're first-timers.
I like that this is for me and something that is, you know, interesting and intellectually stimulating. Not that mommy and me activities aren't wonderful, too, but it's nice to be able to do something that's interesting for myself and when he's at an age where he really doesn't mind what's going on around him yet.
As for me and mine, I did what any slightly deluded new parent would do. I asked him,
"What do you think? Was it worth it, little baby?" Oh, there's a smile.
For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Aaron Tron.
And for more arts and culture reporting, visit the artery at WBUR.org.